So we're learning from the new book of Avraham, Briti Shalom, for married men. And if there's stuff which is too much for married men, I'm going to...
What's the book?
Skip. It's called Briti Shalom. You can get it downstairs.
The new book, right?
The new book just came out a month ago. And it's not in English, and I don't know if they're going to make it in English.
It's in here.
Who said?
Great.
Yeah? Well, Hashem.
Thanks.
In the meantime, we're going to learn. So, and if the stuff was just too much for married people, I'm going to continue forward. But most of the thing here is the same thing as for this. Is a single one book. It's almost the same. There's only one paragraph here, really, which is just for married men. And that paragraph, we won't learn. Or we're going to kick the single ones out. Or they must get married until we
is
get
it
up.
It's different than the other group, Dan Shalom?
Yeah, something else, completely. Gana Shalom is Shalom Bayis, and this is Shmirat HaBrit, Dusha.
So okay. What's the difference between the married book and the singles book?
The one paragraph. There's one paragraph here, and a married one, which
what
talks...
Chapter?
Introduction?
No, the introduction is more for married anyways, but...
Here's a chapter in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, it's in the middle. Whatever, when we get up to there, we'll know. And in the married, in the single one, there's a chapter about getting married, shiduchim, and there's also a chapter about all kinds of crazy like homosexual and all kinds of cuckoos that need help.
In the
single one, there's two books like this, exactly the same.
This is the married.
It says here in the Nesu'im, the other one says here at the bottom, the Ravakim, the single one. And we'll say that yesterday we said very important that this book is only for someone who's planning on working with himself. If you're not planning on working, we're talking about Itbodedut, talking to Hashem and working and davening for this. If you're not, if this book is not for you, you're not up to there yet, right? Go learn something else, go learn about how to be besimcha. There's plenty of things to learn. Right? Also, people listening to us online,
not yet.
Saying,
but
we're going to listen to it. I'm saying the same thing. If you're not planning on working on the Kedusha, don't listen to this. It's not a shir for you at all. You might fall from it. Okay? It's only for someone who's planning on working on it. We're on page 22. Tamid b'simcha. Always b'simcha. Tzrichim ladat sha'akol matchil ma'machshava shel adam. We have to know that everything begins with a man's thoughts. Ech adam choshev. Kach hayav itnalim, the way a man thinks. That's the way his life looks like. Right? He thinks that everyone's against him, he's upset. Mm-hmm. And that's how he sees life. Right? He sees that, oh, beautiful my life is. That's how his life is, what he thinks. What happens instead? Lachen machshava otiyot besimcha. Therefore, machshava, the same letters as besimcha. Because the simcha is not jumping up and down. That's not simcha. Simcha is in the brain. Machshava. Ki ikara simcha tluya betarat ha-machshava shel adam. The main simcha depends on the purity of a man's thoughts. The more your thoughts are pure, you have holy thoughts in your head, that's how much simcha you can have in life. The more you dirty up your mind, one dirties up his mind with dirty thoughts, that's how much simcha he's going to have. She'eno choshev al dvarim she'me'arerim et shavat nafsho. He's not thinking about things which me'arerim, how do you say that? He's uprooting, shaking up the calmness of his nefesh. And not only that, he thinks about things which are masirim oto ve'esh sorefet. They shake him up, make him all excited about bad fire that burns. It's two types of fires. Fire can warm you, and fire can burn you. Ela, rather, machshavotav tovot, he has good thoughts. Umesudarot, mesudar, set, fixed, besechel yashar, ba'arachim yafim minalim, right? He has a straight sechel, a straight... מחשבות, ערכים יפים מנהלים, good, how do you say, ערכים, I forgot the word. איך אומרים ערכים? מה?
I'm sure.
It's so like in the, like you want to teach your children to say thank you.
Etiquette.
What's that?
Etiquette.
Etiquette?
Etiquette. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if that's what he has in his mind. Hakol talui machshava. Kol metikut ha-chaim. All the sweetness of life. Ayin tova. A good eye, meaning to see good in everyone. Not to be jealous of what the other one has. Optimiut. Right? Optimism.
Optimistic.
Yeah, to be optimistic. Shezeh nikra yetzer tov. This is what's called the yetzer tov. Good thoughts. Rabbeinu says this. Good thoughts is yetzer tov. Yetzer ra is bad thoughts. Hakol b'machshava. It all begins in the thoughts. V'hefech chalila. In the opposite. Kol ha-yetzer ha-ra shechoshev machshavot aven. All the yetzer ha-ra is eight things. Evil thoughts. Machshavot shel kas. Tiskut. Thoughts of anger and Tiskul is like a better word. Right? He's upset. Paranoia. Right? He's afraid. He's all kinds of things. Right? It's Yetzer Hara. It's Kfira in his heart. Kfira. Ze hakol ha-machshava. It's all in the mind. Ve'ikar shmirat ha-machshava talui b'shmira minyut. So we understand that we have to guard our thoughts. How do I guard my thoughts? So the main guarding your thoughts are he's guarding your thoughts from niuf. Niuf, like, how do you, what do you say?
Immorality.
Immorality. With an M? Immorality? Yeah. Immorality. With an M. Okay. Ki ha-niuf hu ha-davar shelokach et ha-machshava. The niuf is the thing that takes the thoughts, u-motzi ota mishlita, and takes it out of control. Mind, you cannot control anymore. And it destroys the power of the mind to think straight. Just an advice. It's just I was thinking now. For example, you go to tzaddikim. You ask them a question. They answer you an answer, right? He doesn't need advisors now to help him what to think. But go to any prime minister or what they call in America, president, right? They don't read anything that they think by themselves. Nothing's by themselves. They don't. They can't. And sechet, because they're full of niuf. They need advisors from here until who knows where, right? They have an advisor for this, an advisor for that, and the minister has advisors, and this guy has advisors. They all have advisors because no one knows what to do. They're stupid. Why can't they think straight? Because there's niuf in the world. It corrupts the mind. A person cannot think straight. And sechel.
He's saying all indecisiveness.
Oh, what?
The person is indecisive.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah. Bulbalim.
They make a decision on the way, they see something else, they make a different decision.
It's all comes from the news.
That comes from a person who had no shows in you.
Yeah. And he has to clear it out. And we're going to learn in this book how you clean them out. How to clean your mind, but we'll have a pure mind. Ravash has a lot of CDs about clear mind, clean mind. In English as well, yeah. There's a bunch. Go to Frida, I ask her, she'll show you. וזה מביא את האדם לאחירות המחשבה. It brings a person to have אחירות המחשבה is like when you take water. And you have sand on the bottom and you do like that. What happens to the water? It's like unclear. You have unclear thoughts, unclear mind.
Muddy, cloudy.
Right? Same thing, yeah. לקלקול המחשבה, it destroys the מחשבה, חלילה. לכן, ככל שהאדם יוצא מהניוף, the more a person goes out of ניוף, יותר הוא זוכה לרפואת הנפש. He merits more רפואת הנפש, meaning he's calm. Because we're all sick. How much is a person sick? The more he has niyuf in his mind, that's how much he's sick. The less he has, the less he's sick. And we have a pota nefesh. Pota nefesh is only when we clear our mind out. No. So, for shlema to everyone. Amen. למחשבה רגועה, טובה מנימה, he has calm thoughts, good thoughts, pleasant thoughts. Because his mind is not a one-track mind, as we say. And we'll see. Yeah. Okay. Slowly. I don't want to. We're going with Rav Arush. What he wrote, we'll go with what he says. I have a lot to say, but he has the same one than me. Hamatanot shel Hashem, the gifts of Hashem. Al edei kedusha. You see, whenever a person is working on something and he takes it to his bodhidut, so what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to put on a scale. Take a piece of paper and say, what do I gain from this and what do I lose from this and what's worth it to do? Even the most obvious things. Right? What do I gain, what do I lose? Like everything. Like I'll tell you an example, personal example of my life. I was supposed to go, I was supposed to go paint an apartment in my apartment in Tzfat. I was going to go paint it, prepare it for renters or whatever, for the tenants. And I was thinking to go, right? I was thinking to go, remember, as well, this week. And right before I was going to go to the bus, like 15 minutes, 20 minutes before, I said, how much will it cost you if you hire someone to help you, to do it instead of you? I said, if I don't hire someone, it costs me this and this. And if I hire, it's another 1,500 shekels. So because of 1,500 shekels, you're going to waste 2 days of your life, go all the way to Tzfat, paint an apartment. We have the 1,500 shekels. So go spend the money and sit and learn. I said, you're right.
We should have Kedusha in Tzfat.
Kedusha in Yerushalayim more than Tzfat. There's more Kedusha here.
Yeah.
Yerushalayim's fire. Yeah. So that's called putting stuff on the scale. And now see, what is it? Okay, fine. Here you're going to save money, but here you're going to lose time. On the other hand, you're not going to learn. You're not going to get a lot of things you're going to lose. I didn't think before that. I have a question to my wife. Right? She said, think. What do you think? If you think money is more important, so go.
And
not going into debt.
You don't have to pass through all those villages either.
Right? So that's what I mean. That's what Allah is doing now. He's showing us, what do you lose? What do you gain from Kedusha? Now let's see what we gain from Kedusha. Al-Edeak Kedusha, and a person has to get it in these Buddhists. Even though he learned it from Allah, he has to understand it in his heart, only in Buddhism. Through Kedusha, Zochim Lelev Yashar will merit a straight heart. Straight heart. He doesn't want a straight heart. Leshalom im atzmo im azulat. He has peace in himself. He's happy with what he's doing. He's not confused. He's doing one thing, he wants something else. Right? He's happy. He's happy with the other, he's happy with himself. Leshalva. Shalva is, how do you say that? It's like,
serenity.
Ezra is a professor in English, you know, a PhD.
Serenity, tranquility.
Moach miyushav v'ragua, settled mind, a calm mind. Ayin tova, good eye. Hen klape azulat, hen klape atzmo. He sees only the good in others and the good in himself. Shismach v'chevko, he's happy in his portion, both in gashmiut and ruchaniut. He's happy with what he has. It's all from Dusha. Only from Dusha we get this. Ashomer al dushato v'al ne'emanuto, one who guards and keeps his dusha and his loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zocheh le'emunah bura, clear emuna. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. Clear emuna. Zocheh le'asig et chokhmat haTorah v'amukah, he merits to reach the depth of the Torah. What does that mean, the depth of the Torah? Not just what it says in the Torah. What is the Torah teaching me? What's behind everything? Not just the surface. Zocheh lekavod aviti. He merits true kavod, true honor. People run after him, give me a bracha. Me? What do you want from me? Yeah, you. Kalo lachzor b'tshuva. It's easy for him to do tshuva. He's not, like in the beginning, when someone does tshuva, a lot of times, he's rodefet atzmo. He goes into depression. What I did, it's hard for him to do tshuva. It's hard for him to reach these deep places in him which he sinned. To start doing an operation there and take out all the garbage and all the mucus.
It's not as a thing if, let's say, for example, someone had a moan of pitta-taira, right?
Had what?
A pitta-taira.
Yeah.
So that the regression that a person feels is not.
He has to have regression, but he can't beat himself up for it. It's different.
So how do you define the two? How do you know what's coming from a negative place?
So it depends if he's happy or not. If he's not happy yet, he just has to understand it's all from Hashem. I didn't do anything. Hashem wanted me to be in this situation. And that's the only way Hashem wanted me to grow. Even though I sinned, there was sin. Doesn't make
sense.
Okay, stop. That's easy. Forget that. Someone went with a Goya, okay? Someone went with a Goya. He couldn't hold back, he went with a Goya. He knew it's a Su and he went. Yeah, they're tight, but it's a. Okay?
It's a bit extreme, but go ahead.
Okay? In that moment, he said, and he came to Tshuva, that letter, Tshuva is returning to Hashem. If he said, he's not returning to Hashem. It's some fundamental stuff. Tshuva is returning to Hashem. And he's not returning to Hashem. If he said. So, right now, at the moment, he has to be happy with every situation Hashem put him in.
Happy,
not that he did the sin. Happy that this is the situation. Right now he's called a sinner. Zah! I'm a sinner. Thank you Hashem for being called a sinner. So, you put me in this situation right now. Now the situation that he's a sinner. Once he's
so you're happy that he has aggression.
So once he knows that Hashem wanted him to be in this situation, and that's the place where he has to be in order to grow, right? He regrets that he blemished in Hashem's name. He blemished in Hashem's name. He went further away. Oh, yeah, Hashem, I went so far away from you. I want to get close to you. But he's in a happy state. He's not beating himself. I'm so bad. That's Gaiva. I'm so bad. I'm an idiot. I can't control myself. I, which is Gaiva. Understand? Yes or no, it's all from Hashem. Right? And to be sad, to be regretful for the fact that this is a situation.
And that is far from Hashem.
Okay. And right now, to work forward. And when a person knows how to work like that, it's when a person has Kedusha and more Shmirat Habrit, more Kedusha.
That he even knows that it's wrong to do that with a Goya.
So it really has to make him.
Or he should be happy that he
exactly.
A lot of Jews, they don't even know that
exactly.
They
go around and they have no idea.
So, how does that tie in with what you say right now?
So, what I want to say right now. That it's easy when the more person has dusha, it's easier for him to do tshuva. What does that mean? It's easier for him to do tshuva. He sees this clear vision that everything's from Hashem, and still I have to do tshuva, and it contradicts. You're right, it contradicts. That's why there's two parts. Rabbi Natan writes about it in Likutei Halachot. It's two parts. It's basar v'chalav. Meat is kosher, and milk is kosher, and together they're also. Same thing. Everything's from Hashem, and I have to do tshuva, and it contradicts. That's why when I'm sad, I have to be happy. And when I'm happy, I have to do tshuva. Period. It doesn't go together at all.
The two separate moments that you have to take?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't work together at all. One is to be in a happy state, and only then you can do tshuva.
But it's important to have aggression first before simcha?
You can't.
Simcha before aggression?
You must.
So the second, let's say someone, the second person is put in a situation where he goes against his own will, Hashem's will, whatever. So he has to be simple.
Yeah.
And that regression right away is pure Yetzirah.
And what?
That regression that you feel right away, oh my God.
It's Yetzirah.
That's Yetzirah. So the person's mamash is simcha, saying that this is
what Hashem wanted me to be.
Tagit.
What is it?
The fact that he even knows the fact he did something wrong is that close. Now he knows what the distance is between him and Hashem. Before he didn't know what the distance was, it was keeping him away from Hashem. And now he finds himself in the Vera. Wow, now
he knows what to work on, he knows what to do.
Now I know what to daven on, now I know what the thing is that's keeping me away from Hashem in the first place. That was there before. It's just showing itself now.
Yeah?
It's now showing itself. Now he can be specific because he even knows what to daven on.
Now
before,
he can do true.
Before he didn't even know he needed Dusha. Or he didn't know that was a problem with himself.
Rav Arush, you read the books of Rav Arush? There's the book Garden of Wisdom? Blue? No. Oh, not Garden of Wisdom, sorry.
Garden
of Peace? Garden 2? No, what's the blue book? No.
Garden of
Riches? Garden of Wisdom? No.
Oh yeah, Garden of Wisdom. Woman's Wisdom.
Ah, Woman's Wisdom is a woman's book. Garden of Wisdom. It's blue with the two hats on it. But oh, it wasn't translated?
That's
what we're gonna adopt. No, not that one. There's a blue one that was translated with two hats on it.
What's it? The
Hakam and the Tom.
Yeah, Hakam and the
Tom. Garden of Wisdom.
Read that book. It explains there what we said beautifully. An amazing book. It brings you to Simcha. Great Simcha. והוא מתקן בקלות כל מה שעבר. Then he can fix easily everything he went through. מי שזוכה לקדש את עצמו, one who merits to get himself קדוש, holy, זוכה למתיקות רוחנית. He merits sweet spirituality. Yeah, it's something which you cannot describe to anyone, and no one could explain to you what it is. It's like explaining to someone who never had ice cream how the ice cream tastes, and you cannot, right? You cannot. It reminds me of a story. The story from the Rambam. You know the story from the Rambam? The story from the Rambam that he had an argument with the people in the other doctors of the king there in Egypt, and he said, the Rambam said, someone who's blind from birth, you cannot cure him. Impossible to cure him. And the doctor says, no, you can. So the king said a date. He said a date that they'll try to cure someone who's blind. So they tried, and so they can. So they hired someone, they paid him, a poor man, he said, I'll give you some money. You have to play blind. And when we tell you, make your signal, oh, I see. So fine. So that's what they did. They brought someone, they're working on it for a long time. And then they did a signal, and said, I see. The Rambam took out a red handkerchief from his pocket and said, what color is this? This is red. Said, how do you know it's red? It must be that you saw before. It was smarter than them, I guess. So the same thing. Someone, you can't describe something. Someone was blind from birth. He has no idea what red is. And someone who never tasted ice cream, you cannot explain to him what ice cream is. And someone who never tasted this sweetness of spirituality, you cannot describe it. And even if someone tasted a little bit, you can't explain what it is more. But if a tzaddik can tell you that it is there, it's there. It's there. You have to believe in a tzaddikim that it's there and work on our kedusha. Okay? For example, you go on tefillah. Tefillah is something which someone could relate to. Sometimes a person go into a tefillah like a meditation, but he doesn't want to leave. Someone told me that this tzaddik, he was going to America to raise money or something, and he flew through Belgium, and he landed in Belgium, and he used to daven Shmoneh Esrei long. So he davened for 2 hours or something, and he missed the flight to America. Afterwards, his son told him, how do you miss the flight? So he said, I tell you the truth, it was so sweet where I was, I didn't want to go anywhere. Right. He stayed in his place. So sometimes tefillah can be the sweetest. You just don't want to leave. You just do not want to leave. You don't want to leave anything. Okay? He merits freedom, true freedom. He's controlling himself. He decides what he wants, doesn't want. Nothing is controlling him. Yotze mikas v'achzariyut, through dusha, one goes out, he leaves anger, he leaves. Achzariyut is a cruelness. Nitzol mechanupa, he's been saved from chanupa. How do you say chanupa? Litchanef, no?
Adultery.
No, it's when someone comes in, I'll be your friend. Flattery, right. Vezocher bitachon atzmi, merits self-esteem, right? Shenu mefached me'af adam, he's not afraid of anyone. ולא מחיות רעות, he's not afraid of any bad animals. ושאר מזיקים, anything, right? Stories from צדיקים in Meron. I read a story, צדיק in Meron, they were sitting in the room upstairs. There's those little rooms upstairs, it's a long time ago. And a lot of snakes and scorpions in the area there. And a snake comes in, with a triangle head. It's kind of dangerous, if it bites you, you're dead. Right? It comes in, the tzaddik looks at it, and the snake drops dead. That's scary. If it was me, right, what would I do? Shema Yisrael, what do I do, right? Freak out. Right? The tzaddikim have no fear of anything. Right? Kedusha. It's all the matter of Kedusha. Kedusha is all. Kedusha is all. The matter of Kedusha, you have it all. That's what we have to work on. I've always been screaming this for years. that the half an hour a day a person should do only on Kedusha. Even if you started and you break down and you start again, it doesn't make a difference. You do what you can. השומר את הקדושה זוכר לתקן את דיבורו. Listen, all this הקדמה, it's all introduction here, really. It's all, so we want to learn the book, because afterwards the book is harsh. I'm telling you, I read a lot of it already. Okay? So we have to understand where we're going to. Right? It's like someone who has chas shalom cancer. And the doctor tells him, listen, we'll do chemo, it's horrible, but there's 90% that you're going out, 100% that you're going to be cured. So he goes through the chemo. And it's horrible. I know people, it's horrible. No one should ever know it. Only on the Arabs. Only on our enemies. Only on our enemies. It's a horrible, horrible thing, this chemo and all the stuff they have to go through. But if the doctor tells you, listen, you go through this and you'll be pure. So this is chemo for the niuf. And it works 100% if someone works. And you marry sweetness.
Is niuf also considered, let's say someone has other non-productive thoughts, like whether it's paranoia, fear of worldly things?
No, but it's a result.
And I think
it's a result.
Niuf is the eyes. No, I think it's the eyes.
Main niuf is in the eyes.
Be the thoughts. Everything. It goes into all. It
affects everything. It affects everything.
Everything, all the other negative thoughts that come to
comes
you,
out.
Hadim is all from Neo.
Yeah, comes from not guarding the eye, especially for not guarding.
But
the
what Neo? If someone has someone walking through the streets, it's normally that you have the Neo thoughts come to you.
If you see,
think about them.
If you see, if you don't see, whether
you see or not, like you have what's in Machshavas.
It's two things. We're gonna get to it soon. There's two things. Shutting your eyes and clearing your mind. If you do one without the other, Abeinu writes that it won't work. Shut your eyes and clear your mind. And we're going to learn in this book how to do it. Shutting your eyes and clear your mind. Pure. Because Rav always said a joke. He said a guy, he's a shomer enayim. He walks in the street, he bumps into a pole and he says, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Right? Because that's what he has in his head. Shomer enayim. Rav Aharon says in the book later, how does the person know if it's if he's really guarding his eyes for Hashem or for his kavod? Like the story from the Baal Shem Tov. This guy he used to sit in the entrance of the mikvah and guard his eyes, and on Friday, and people used to go to the mikvah and say, psh, psh, and he used to get life from the psh. Life. Baal Shem Tov said one Shabbos, one Erev Shabbos, no one's allowed to go through that side, only through the other side of the mikvah. And he died that week. Because he lived, he nourished of the kavod that he got from guarding his eyes. The story of Baal Shem Tov, right? Yeah. So how does one know if it's recovered or not? If he gets bizyonot, and people screaming at him, what, you're not looking at me? You're disgusting, you're this, and he still guards his eyes, he does it for Hashem. He's not doing it for kavod. Right? He's getting busy on all. People are telling him and this and that, he doesn't care. That's proves that it's from.
If someone's in a business meeting and it's a woman in the business meeting.
Don't look at her.
You're not necessarily not directly looking at her, you're somewhat you're not looking at the wall behind.
Don't look at her directly.
Look at the wall behind you. You can talk to her face to face.
Yeah, and not look at her.
And not look at her.
Exactly.
But you shouldn't be disrespectful.
No. Still to be disrespectful.
They have an eye problem.
Yeah, I see that. I look here.
Look at the wall behind.
We asked Rav Aharon once. I come, and my I don't know, sisters-in-law and everything.
Exactly.
Right. So he asked him, what do you do? He says, I do many times. I go also have family. He said, what do you do? I come and I say, shalom, shalom, everyone. And then I go on my own business. They don't have to realize. They could. If you're talking directly to someone, you don't look at her. And if she asks, you explain to her. I remember once I knocked on a door, and some yeshuva were selling Rav Aharon's books. And we were selling one books. So Rav Aharon said, there were women there, only women. I didn't look, I didn't pick up my head at all. The books. So this girl, one of them wasn't married, was the mother and the daughters, teenagers. So she said, maybe if you look at us, so, So I told him, listen, we do what the Torah says, and I promise you, you get married soon, and when you're married, you won't want your husband to look at anyone. No, and there's a famous story from Rav Berland also, one of the students of Rav Berland, two students, they went knocking on doors to make a Orat Keva for the yeshiva. So they knocked on the door, and this lady opened, and they're not looking at anyone, of course, they're looking down. A Jew looks down, what is it to look at anyone? So he starts screaming at them and this and that. So he told her, we're sorry, our wives told us we can't look at anyone, we can't do anything about it. So they said, oh, Ma, they, really? I want to talk to your wife. So they said, call our wife. So they called the wife and they said, yeah, no, we don't want our husband to look. So he said, afterwards he said, listen, it was just a test. And they gave him a big amount of money to the yeshiva. I just wanted to see if you're serious about it. First, I have to be serious about it. Top. Top. Zalashen, tomorrow we'll continue, page 23.
Happy friends.